HUD. HUD, Mike and KC, and who else is with us?
Oh, Chris Daughtry. Mm-hmm. You know, he has gone from a finalist at American Idol, didn't win, but he's done very well for himself. A very successful recording career with the group that he named after his last name, like Bon Jovi. So what do people get when they go to a Daughtry concert these days?
That's an interesting question. What do they get? They get a lot of energy. They get songs from five records. Obviously, I think we inevitably miss a few of when you have that many records to pull from. We want it, to be honest, we want people to feel like they felt something, you know what I mean? And we want them to escape from whatever BS they got going on in their lives and feel a part of something. And it's been... the last few shows we've done at these fair dates have just been incredible reception. The audiences have been, I don't know, it almost feels like a new life to this band in a way.
I think you could call the tour the Daughtry No BS Tour.
There you go, No BS. You know, we're doing these fairs. We're not on like a full tour right now where we're bringing all the production and all that stuff. It's just a few lights and guitars, drums, and, you know, it's instruments and a bunch of dudes playing them, and they're getting no fluff, and it seems to be going well.
And, of course, we are playing your brand new song. What was the inspiration behind that particular song?
Man, I'm first of all, thank you for playing it. It means a lot to me. The inspiration is, wow, this is the oldest song on the record. Me and my wife, we wrote it back in 2015. We just actually did a story in People Magazine talking about that and how, you know, she was struggling with her own sexuality and, you know, stuff that I knew about but didn't feel comfortable sharing it with the public. And that was basically the catalyst of the lyrics, you know, and feeling like she couldn't be herself and feeling like she had to hide a part of herself from family and the rest of the world. And it was basically a song to help her kind of deal with that and face that and be honest with herself. And we're very, very happy that people are responding so incredible and heartfelt. We're getting so many amazing stories from people, how it helped them overcome a fear of dealing with something. And that was our only hope, is to help people that feel like they're alone in whatever they're dealing with.
So the lyric, "I'll take you as you are," really means a lot to you.
Absolutely.
There you go.
The what new a hit song loving from Daughtry. Man. Uh-huh. Very nice.
So this is As You Are. He's getting ready to perform Friday night at Dutchess County Fair in Rhinebeck. Go see Daughtry. And they'll be doing this brand new hit, As You Are. 100.7 WHUD.